Blog Talk Radio.
In 1973, the year I was born, an album was given to the world, performed and written by one of the greatest artists to ever live. The album, Extensions of a Man. The artist, Mr. Donny Hathaway. The song I'm about to sing is a song that's close to my heart. The lyrics were written for Donny by a friend of his, Edward Howard, due to the things that he was going through. And even more now today, I believe that this song rings true.
Thank you.
What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Man, oh man. And that happens to be our guest today. And I'm so excited. Tony Manuel will be here in just a moment. But just before I bring him on, because he's right here right now, so you guys get ready for a great conversation with our brother from over in the UK. Get ready, because this is going to be good. As you heard that song, you know it's going to be good. So I just want to, first of all, say hello to all our friends all around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio as we celebrate our indie and jazz artists all around the world. And today we have a very special guest from the other side of the pond, Tony Monreal. Yeah, you know, I got to get that right, because we over here say mom, and they say mom. And so I gotta get it right, right? I gotta get my enunciation right. But we are so excited to be able to bring you this special guest with such an incredible voice. And so we're gonna get to know him a little bit closer here on Solar Records Radio today. So with that being said, let's get down to what we're gonna do. Let's see. Tony, are you there, my brother?
Yes, my brother. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, there you go. It's so nice to hear your voice, man. And, Lord, do you have a voice. God has blessed you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, man.
Oh, you got it, man. You got it. So, you know, it's first of all, I just want to say, you know, we have so much, you know, common history. You were in the Shalimar when you grew up, what you told me and stuff.
Big
as a young man.
Big time.
And yeah,
take that to the bank and friends. I can go on. All of them.
Oh yeah, make that move. There it is. All that stuff, right?
Exactly.
And so that tells me that you're so much more younger than me. And so Tony, when we did that stuff, I was in. Right, and so you were much younger at that time, right? You were just listening to stuff. So I want you to tell us, you know, tell everybody who you are. You became the artist that you are today, and take your time, because this is your show. So take your time and break it down any way you want, but just tell us how you got started. How did you discover your voice?
Well, you know, I grew up, like, growing up in London. You know, London's like a melting pot of different nationalities and cultures. And growing up in London as a young boy, it was a thing where I come from a Caribbean family. So my father from an island called St. Lucia, which is right near Barbados, and my mother from Jamaica. And they had lots of different styles of music playing in the house. That would be gospel, it would be reggae gospel, there'd be country gospel, then there'd be soca music, calypso, then there'd be jazz and a few things like that. My uncles, who were younger than my parents, they were into Rick Groove, soul, you know, and it was when I heard, and this is the honest truth, I heard Shalimar. My uncle had Shalimar album. I can't remember which one he had, but we used to play music on the weekend, me, my brother, and my sister. And that was the day that we would do our chores. So we'd do the cleaning of the house and whatever, and we'd play the music so that would keep the vibe going. And
okay, hold on.
Shalimar.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, just 1 second, because this story is so good, but we're breaking up. But I don't know, is there a Wi-Fi issue? Because you're breaking up pretty badly, and I want to make sure it's not us. I want to make sure it's not you. But at least if you could just make sure your sound is not breaking up, do your best on your side to, you know, to make sure it's not breaking up.
Yeah, my sound's good. I've just set my internet signal, which...
Okay. All right.
Well,
let's try it again. Go ahead on and finish your story now.
All right. So basically I was saying that, you know, growing up we were playing music in the house, and me and my sister were doing our chores. And I just remember seeing this colorful Shalimar album and seeing it on the real place. to play. And that was it. What would normally take me, you know, half an hour to do my chores, it's in the whole afternoon because I kept on listening to this amazing music. And it was then I felt like I want to be something like that. I want to be in the entertainment business some way.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is, Tony, I'm going to ask you to just if you could call back in because it's breaking up so bad. And when we talked earlier, it was much clearer.
Hey.
You want to try that? You want to try to call back in? Let me. I'm gonna play Rising Up while you're doing that. Okay.
All right.
So
cool.
This is another song by Tony. While we're gonna try to fix this because this is too important for us not to hear what this brother has to say. So we'll be right back as we try to fix this audio problem. We'll be right back. I just want everybody to know Technology does what it does. We had a great conversation earlier, just like this. Everything is the same, and everything is clear. So we're going to try this again. I don't know what just happened a minute ago, but we're going to try this again because I really want to hear what Tony has to say, and it's really important to all of us. So here we go, Tony. So you were just sharing with us about, you know, your, you know, how you got became who you are.
Yeah, my musical upbringing was, like I was saying earlier, that, you know, I grew up listening to so much music in the house. And it was when I heard Shalimar and Howard Hewitt's voice that it just got me mesmerized. And I knew that I wanted to be, you know, on the stage or somewhere within the industry working in entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow. So, did you know at that point, because, you know, Howard was obviously a singer, and he had that kind of solo croon and that kind of voice that's just all over the place. Did you know at that time that you could sing when you heard his voice?
No. I mean, I must have been about 8.
You know? Wow.
So I didn't know that I could sing. You know, I knew that I loved hearing it. I loved, you know, listen to the melodies and just the strong chorus, the production, you know, it was just beautiful for me.
Wow. And so with that being said, you heard that, you said that's what you want. What did you do after that?
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't the ultimate thing that made that decision. I knew that as soon as I heard Shalimar, I was like, wow, it just blew my mind. But, you know, we had, in the UK, we had a whole surge of music. Then came hip-hop. Then came the rap industry. And at that age, it really had a massive effect on me because it was not just rap music for the music. It was the culture. It was also the artwork, graffiti. It was also the dressing, clothing. And so I got into boying and body popping and break dancing. So then I knew, right, I want to be a rapper. I was rapping for several years, you know, and I had a rap group and we were doing stuff. I knew I wanted to be in the industry. And the singing actually came a little bit later, where I fell back in love with that I want to try. But it's very difficult.
Why was it difficult?
Because, you know, like when you're, you know, you're spitting rhymes and you're writing stuff and you're with a group, it's easy because, you know, okay, you just got to make it flow, to make sure that your timing is cool and, you know, you've got a tone and your lyrical content is great. So to the land, they're just hearing rhymes and stuff and they're feeling it. But when singing, if you sing flat, sharp, or you're getting it right and you hit the texture in your voice, it comes across as, it's more embarrassing. It's more harder to do with, it's more notable to name it. So for me, trying to learn about tuning and actually discovering my voice, it wasn't so easy.
Mm. Wow. Did you find a band to start singing in?
Yeah.
Or were you in a rap?
Okay, well, basically, what happened was I decided to join my church choir, the youth choir, and because I'm so in love with everything to do with singing and just the musicality of it all, that I thought if I joined the choir, I would be a voice hidden amongst voices, singing in tune, singing amongst the tenors, and that was my way of kind of getting into learning how to sing, which it didn't really work out for me because the first day that I went to rehearsal and auditioned, they said, yeah, great, you'll be singing the solo on Sunday.
Okay, wow. That's crazy. Wow. So, were you discouraged? Were you encouraged? How did that go for you?
Yeah, it didn't make me, it was just more nervousness. I wasn't in any way discouraged by it all because I was so persuaded that this is what I want to get involved with. And for me, when I put my mind to something, I go for it. So that's what I did. And I want to become the best version of myself I could be. And singing in a choir would just for me, in terms of, that was a real training ground. It was learning about breathing technique, vibrato, how to make my vocal last, project, and all of this stuff. And so it was like, it was for me, I was there, you know, every rehearsal, the first one in, the last one out.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. So on your way, who else was it that after, because obviously Howard was the one that initiated what you were feeling and what you decided that you wanted to do. But
yeah.
was there any other vocalists along the way that made you go, I gotta go, I have to sing. Was there somebody who just kind of like pulled your coattail that you could, when you heard them, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do. Who?
Yeah. I remember, so like you know, going in church, when I started to get into the singing, so like, all I was listening to, you know, gospel groups such as like the Winans, Marvin Wines sing, and I was like, wow, this is incredible.
Marvin Wines, yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to do my research, and then I remember having a discussion, or let's say a debate, with some of the guys in the choir. And, you know, I was at that time, I was just all about the Winans. And then this guy said to me, hey, man, you check out Commission. And I was like, Commission? What kind of name is that? And Commission? You know? And basically, I don't knock it until you try it. Check them out. And I was like, nah, forget that. I'm sleeping on that. I'm with like the Winans, rocking with the Winans. And they just so happened to buy a ticket. The Commission were in the country, in the UK, on tour, and bought me a ticket to see them at the Royal Festival Hall. And I remember turning up, and I was like, these guys better really impress me because like I haven't heard anything as good as the Winans as yet. I heard them sing. And then I had Fred Hammond thing, and that was it. I broke down in tears. He sang a song called Running Back to You, and it's an incredible gospel song, and it just broke me to tears. And it was at that moment I was like, this is really what I want to do. I want to be able to do music that's going to touch lives and also emotionally challenge people, as well as enjoying the music and enjoying the journey. So that's when I was like, right, I know the kind of artist I want to be, and the favors that I want to bring in my arsenal.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's right. Now, listen, what I want to do, I want you to tell us, because I want to do a music break. I want you to tell us a little bit about Escape. What is it about Escape? And you know, that's really funny because we were talking earlier. Hey, that was the name of my song.
Yeah, that's right.
And it just came out last year. So you got a song called Escape too. So we are both trying to get away from the pandemic, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
We gotta get out of here. And so we are still having some technical difficulties, and I'm sorry to all the listeners that are trying to hear this amazing man share his story. But we're going to take a music break, and we'll try and do our best to see if we can make some other adjustments. But otherwise, if we can't, then you know we're going to obviously have to try to figure out how to get him back on here because his story is awesome. And he's such a gentleman, and he's explaining his story so well with so much passion. But just tell us a little bit about Escape, and then I am going to play that, and then you and I will talk behind the scenes to try to figure this out.
Sure, man. So Escape was written at the height of the pandemic, and it was all recorded remotely. So I recorded all of my vocals from home. then my guitarist and other musicians recorded theirs remotely. We brought it all together. So the whole EP is called The Acoustic Lockdown Session. And Escape is literally a song about, you know, all the things that are going on at the moment. It's to find a place that we can visually go to just to have that peace and solace.
Amen, brother. I love that one. So, guys, here we go with the song Escape by Tony. Say it again for me. Mom Rail. Right?
Mom Rail, yeah.
All right, guys.
Oh, sun. And I think it's time that we gave ourselves some distance. For today, and maybe we'll see through this rain.
We had searched for heaven, what we thought was hell. Is there a solution? Only time will tell. Maybe with some patience, we will find our way. Maybe we'll cross the path once again.
Oh.
My goodness gracious, dude, you got to tell us about this song. Ooh, what? Tell us about that song. It's absolutely amazing. I am truly a fan. I am a fan. I got to tell you. Wow. Well,
thank you so much.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome. Tell us the title, everything about this song.
So the name of this song is called "We Had Searched for Heaven," and that's off of a last album called "To Come," and it's just my sister Mace Leek, who's more prominently known for her own solo stuff, as well as one of the main fixtures of female vocals of Incognito.
Oh wow! Wow!
Yeah.
Wow. So did you write this song?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah. I write all of my songs.
Oh my God, you are a talent, dude. Wow. I'm blown away. And I just wanna say that initially everything was good with your sound, but it's starting to break up again, and it's just so sad and my heart is broken because you are such a gentleman. And you are such a gifted artist, and I want my friends and the listeners to hear your story so badly. But we, for whatever reason, technology is getting in our way. Tony is overseas, and so it's not easy for us to connect. But we have to figure out a way, because this story, I got to hear his story, and I want to hear it clearly. Because I really want to support this brother's career. What an amazing. So you write all your music?
Yes.
Wow. So I'm going to try to ask you one more question because it's breaking up and I don't want to just abuse this situation. We have to figure out a way to have you back on as soon as possible, as soon as we can figure out how we can communicate.
Let me try. Just try calling by myself.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if I can try calling by myself. Maybe that might do it.
Okay. So you want to try to call direct?
I'm gonna try and do that right now. If I can do that.
Okay. Do you have the number? The 646 number?
Yeah, I'm trying to do it, but
okay. Don't
let me do it.
All right. Everyone will let you do it. Wow. So, you know, guys, let me just kind of talk a little bit while he's trying to figure out what he can figure out. For me to meet someone like Tony, who has been blessed with a gift and, you know, and the voice to go with it is absolutely amazing. And to be so humbled and just ready to share his story with the world is a blessing for all of us. And I really apologize because we can't figure out why it's breaking up like this. But just know that who he is and what he is trying to share with the world is nothing other than a blessing to him and his family and his friends and associates. And now he's sharing it with the world. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to get to talk to him and be a part of his journey, because he's on an amazing journey. And I know my partner, Greg, is the one that introduced me to Tony. I heard the music that Tony was doing, I said, oh, Greg, let's get him. And so Greg did reach out to him. And so we are going to make this work. We do not believe in just giving up. We will find a way to make this happen, because I want you guys to hear his story. So we're going to keep on going.
I'm trying, man. I'm having some technical issues over here. It's crazy. I've done a few overseas interviews as well as to the States, and I've never had this problem.
Oh wow! Okay.
So
we'll try another way. We'll try another way, But I thank you so much, man, for, you know, just blessing us and just even trying to make this thing happen. And,
you're welcome, man.
But we're gonna look back at this and go, man, I'm so glad we got to the other side of that. Oh man, what a mess! Because you know it's just cutting your words off, and it's so hard for us to, you know, to be able to hear you, and it's so important that we do hear you. So, with that being said, is there anything else you would like to say? And then we will figure we'll get back with you on another day.
Yeah, another day. That's cool.
I'm hoping Saturday.
Okay, that's cool, man. But then
yes.
You know, we'll have something sorted out, whether it's the case that I just do a direct dial and organize it away. We'll get figured out then. I want to, you know, thank everybody for listening. You know, you can connect with me at, you know, tonymomrell.com, TNYMOMRELLE.com. I'm on all the social platforms. You can follow me online and, you know, connect with me. I always respond to every message that I get. So until then, hopefully, we're able to do it again and where we can get deeper into the music that I do. And we didn't even get to talk about my involvement with Sade or any other stuff, but we saved that for the time.
Wow, it's crazy, crazy breaking up. But yes, sir, we hear you and we feel your heart and we know what you're saying. So thank you. And I will let everybody know. And we thank you so much, Tony. Love you, man. God bless you. And hopefully we get you back on Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tony Monreal. And guys, so be blessed. And thank you again,
thank you,
Tony.
Man.
We'll talk
thank
to you.
Thank you, bro.
There's another one of Tony. Thank There's another one of Tony's songs. All right. Hold on, Tony.
Ooh, you look so
Scotty. So that's Scotty and Walter right there, guys. Scotty and Walter did their own thing, and they are indie artists as well from the Whispers. You know that voice. I know you know that voice. Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyway, so Tony and I just got off, and it breaking up so bad, we hardly even understand what we were saying to each other. But we did understand that we are going to try to do this again by Saturday. So we'll talk tomorrow, and we're going to figure out another way to communicate with one another here. It's crazy, man. But, you know, this is showbiz, and that's how it goes. Sometimes it works, it does. Sometimes it don't. You know, the craziest thing is that I know that bands have been on stage and the power went out. And when the power went out, like, what do you do? How do you keep going? It is what it is. And it's a really uncomfortable situation for a lot of us and a lot of people. But that's showbiz, right? So anyway, and that's what's happening to us today here on Soul Out Records Radio. But it's all good. We love you, and we're happy, and we want to keep this music going on Soul Out Records Radio, and we look forward to having Tony, our brother, back on real soon. And as I was talking with his manager, he was saying, yeah, it's breaking up pretty bad. So it's going to be good, and the hall is going to work out. So let's keep this music going with our indie artist. And speaking of another indie artist, LJ Reynolds, on Soul Out Records Radio. Come on.
Love. You don't know what love is till you've learned the meaning of the blues. Until you've loved the love you've had. You don't know what love you. what love is.
Do you lost that love?
Do you lost that love?
Know what love is?
Well, a lot of you guys may not know about that. That is Stanley Clark, a legend out of the city of Philadelphia. And that song is called Lobster Lou. And just so you know, I grew up playing that song. It was an amazing song out of Philadelphia. Stanley Clark was the bass player out of the city of Philadelphia and went on to do amazing things in the movie industry and in the jazz industry, obviously, and in the pop R&B industry. And so for us, we were like, when we grew up in Philadelphia, Stanley Clark was the guy. He was like, that's the guy right there. He had the biggest name in jazz in Philadelphia. And there was also Philly Joe Jones. And Philly Joe Jones was an amazing drummer. And he was a bad dude. And he would, I remember going to see him play and hit those, play with those brushes like nobody ever seen play with brushes. And so there's some amazing musicians that came out of Philadelphia. And, you know, it was just a good place for a musician to grow up at and learn about, you know, these artists and develop yourself as an artist. So like Tony did. And so I can't wait to get Tony on. I'm so frustrated that, you know, technology got in the way today. But, you know, there's always tomorrow. So we're looking forward to getting Tony on this weekend, because his story has to be one amazing story. And I believe he's going to be a shining star for the future. So you guys, you know, tune in. I'm pushing for Saturday. I'm pushing hard. I don't want to wait until next week. I'm pushing now. I want to hear Tony and see him out there doing his thing. What a gentleman. He's such a gentleman, and I was just so proud of, you know, his conversation and who he is and how he tries to express himself. And unfortunately, like I said, technology just got in the way. It really messed our interview up. That don't happen often, but it does happen periodically. So be it. We're going to move forward, and we're going to be praising them in the storm, right? It's all good. And so here we go right now on Soul Light Records Radio. As we keep this music going, we got about another 50 minutes left in the show. So thank you guys so much. Don't forget tomorrow's Throwback Thursday. Whoa. And Greg and Astra, they can pull out some pictures, man. I don't know how they do it. They got pictures. I mean, I'm calling my sisters, my mom, and everybody. Can you please send me some old pictures? I need some pictures. I can't find anymore. My ex-wife. Gracious, I'm calling my ex-wife. I need some pictures. It's crazy because, you know, this is a strange thing that happens, but most of the time when there's a breakup in a relationship, guys just leave. Women, they gather things. And pictures is one of the things that they gather. You know, the memories, they are good at that. And so here I am chasing down the ex-wife. Hello. I need those pictures. Send me those pictures. What's wrong with you? Go get those pictures. It's crazy. But she laughs at me because she does send me pictures where I look like Rick James. These pictures with these long braids I had. And they'll say, oh, you are funny. Or she'll send me pictures with the short shorts, like the little tiny shorts. I'm like, oh, can you come on? You know, so she's purposely just trying to, you know, just pick at me, and it's all good. All good. Nothing but love for her. Nothing but love for you, Deanna, my ex-wife. Anyway, so guys, let's keep this music going on Soul Light Records Radio, and let's keep doing the right thing. I love good music. This song right here is a beautiful, beautiful song, a beautiful rendition of That's the Way Love Goes by Norman Brown, and I just love the way he plays that guitar. So here we go, Soul Light Records Radio.
I don't know why I didn't come. You are jamming, man. You are jamming.
Yeah, that's now Junior. No, let me see if I can see that. Yeah, that is Junior. John Junior music, and that was called We Got Love. Absolutely. On the video, we got lots of love. We got lots of love. And anyway, how's your chair? I'm sorry. How are you doing?
Y'all joke with the chairs, man. It's getting old. You and Greg, stop. No, I'm good, man. I'm good. Got some people outside working. I don't know if you hear a humming noise, but working on, I guess, the internet of the neighborhood or whatever. So they're digging and
They got this
huge big digger. So if you hear any hums in the background, that's what's going on outside. So, but I'm doing good.
I love it. I love it. I love it. They're doing their jobs. They are working, you know. And you remember that lady? She had the song, I work hard for my money. They said it. So
come on now, Donna Summer.
Yeah. Yeah, so those guys out there doing their thing too, working hard for the money. Hey, you know, I sound like I could be a solo artist. Do you think I should sing? What do you think?
No.
Yeah, I think I got it.
No.
Whatever.
No.
I think
no.
I got it. I think I got that thing. I could do it. I could do it. Watch out, Howard Hewitt. Here I come.
I don't want Howard to just rip you for that. Hilarious.
You and Luther, get out the way. I got things to do. I got to sing to the ladies tonight. Ooh. Watch out, Delphine. Y'all ain't got nothing on me. The Dell's back on us. And the Temptations don't want to hear it. I got to, Greg, stop what you want. Because I know what I'm doing. I can sing if I really
I love the fact that, you know, on Wednesdays, I love the fact that on Wednesdays you have a great library of good music and you have the great artists that call on the show, and I'm getting to meet all of these people. And I'll say this to you as a brother, don't sing. Don't sing.
Whatever. You and Greg, y'all have no idea what y'all missing. Listen, when I sing, everybody's happy. Come on. Because I sing all the
sure.
songs. Yes, yes.
Sure. Go with that.
I always love you. It's all good. I appreciate the love from you guys. Y'all, I think y'all just hate it, but it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, here we go. Not with the, yeah. Y'all just a bunch of haters.
Yeah, y'all. Haters.
Too funny.
It's all good. I
just wanted to let everybody know, let all the listeners know, of course, every Wednesday, it's Indie Jazz Day, of course, from 3 to 5 p.m., of course, Wardell is on the lead here. I come in, you know what, I got to say this too, whenever, he had me hosting the show about a month ago, and I'm telling you, man, the vibe of this show and hosting, it's a great feeling. I've never felt that feeling before. But, no, I feel great, you know, when I'm hosting the Indie Jazz Show. But, you know, don't make it a habit of just, you know, leaving me. leaving me to do it because I might take it over.
There you go. I'm going to give you that feeling, give you the opportunity to enjoy that feeling again to having the show. So next Wednesday, why don't you host it? You start.
We'll talk about it.
Because it was really cool. I enjoyed hearing what you were doing. It was awesome. So keep doing what you do, man. You have a different edge, and that's good. That's what people like. It's good balance. It's just good balance. So, yeah, come on and do your thing whenever you're ready to do it.
I appreciate it. I enjoyed it because it was a different eclectic mix, and the vibe was just very, of course it's very different from, you know, the Thursday shows, but I love jazz. I never strayed away from it, but you know, at sometimes I got caught slipping as far as the history and understanding, you know, the beauty of jazz music, and of course highlighting indie artists. I think that's just the, you know, icing on the cake, getting a chance to talk to a lot of great indie artists too, man. Again, it's a great vibe through and through. And hopefully, again, we can get Miss Carlita Duran back on. Of course, she's an independent artist I had on one of my Thursday shows a few months back. And things, because of the Delta variant and the pandemic, things were starting to open up. Now we're probably going to go back into, you know, some level of mask mandates, and concerts and venues are being canceled. But she was getting ready to get back on tour, or at least do a few venues. But I want to get her back on in the near future, so she can talk about that and just, you know, of course, what she's been up to. Of course, the last few months that we talked, I know it's a little brief, but at the same time, you never know. You know, things could change over a day. But I hope to get her on, man. But I'd like to do the honors. Since we're talking about Carlita Duran Wardell, it's only fair to play this young lady, her music that you fell in love with. See, these are the new artists that I like to introduce you to and everything. And I love the fact that you'll play it on your Saturday show. But anyway, she's an amazing artist. From the album Kismet Green, I want to go ahead and keep this music going. This is called I Guess. You guys keep it locked. It is Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio. You guys keep it locked.
Don't need lots of friends.
Man, that's a jam, Wardell. What you think?
I love that song. Oh, my God. I just love that song. And, you know, I just wish they would have turned the vocals up just a little bit louder. But, man, oh, man, because she has a beautiful, beautiful voice. And we, you know, we're not hearing as much of it as I think as we should. But just the song is a beautiful song. Wow. I hope that, you know, I'm wondering if she had the same guys that produced that, you know, maybe produce a couple other songs on her as well, because if they got that kind of flow, I hope it continues, you know, with her. That's hot. I'm loving it.
Great North Carolina music. Now, she's from Minneapolis, but she grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina. So that whole movement that came out of Raleigh, where you have of all you hip hop heads out there, there's a group called Cooley High. You had hip hop group Little Brother. You had Foreign Exchange, the group Foreign Exchange. It played a lot of great soul music. Nicolay, she's a part of that whole clique. And again, she is amazing, young, beautiful and talented sister. And shout out to Carlita DeRed. That is an amazing album, that Kismet Green. Came out last November, and it's still making waves. So definitely want to show that sister support on the show.
What else you got up your sleeve?
Well, oh, you coming at me again? What? I love indie jazz and this brother. Of course, I usually play him on the old school show, but he is he's a jazz artist. He's out there, still out there making moves and playing that violin like no one's tomorrow. I want to take you guys back to 19. We got about another 22 minutes left, so we got plenty of time to kind of play a few more songs and everything before we say our goodbyes. But I want to take you back to 1987 and give you a classic from the gentleman who goes by the name of Miles J. He was going to be the next Teddy Pendergrass, but he is the only, one and only Miles J. The name of the song is called I've Been a Fool for You. Listen to that violin. Listen to those strings, Wardell. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records.
We had a chance to find true love and make it last forever. From the first dance, I knew it was just you and I together. What made you try those childish games? What made you want to use me? Till now, today, we're not the same. And you're about to lose me. Me up and you put me down in front of all our best friends. You seem to love to show yourself in front of all the other men.
one day soon you're gonna find this fool of yours.
Records Radio, of course, that this is Indie Jazz Wednesday. We're wrapping it up. That was music from Quincy Jones. That was a classic from all the way back 1973, Summer in the City. Of course, before that, from 1977, Everybody Loves the Sunshine. Everybody loves that song. Roy Ayers, Ubiquity, and, of course, started off the block from 1987, music from Miles J. I've been a fool for you. Got about another 8 minutes left. It's going to wrap it up for us, man. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Wardell, any final thoughts? And you got a request, too, and I want you to talk a little bit about it. Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot, brother.
Hold on, wait. I have a request for you to play that young lady that you played earlier, yes. That's my request because her voice was just absolutely amazing. But I also want to thank Astrid for the interview today over at Dance Radio and Amsterdam.
Yes, you had an interview. Yes, and here I am. just now hearing about it. And nobody tells me anything.
Y'all never tell me nothing.
No, but man, hey, hopefully we can get it. I can check out the playback.
Yeah, yeah. So as soon as she gets the link, she's going to submit a link to us. So thanks, Astrid. And I want to also give a shout-out to Greg for all the things that he do for us here, flyers, noticing things that's not right, fixing things, always there to be a blessing to Solar Records Radio. And then, of course, all of the personalities and the DJs of Solar Records Radio, you guys are all truly a blessing to us. And so, Don Fleming, you really need to do this show, man. You do a great job, and we enjoy you here at Solar Records Radio. So keep doing what you do, my brother, because you got that thing.
It's all good, man. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and getting the chance to reach out and just lay hands on the people figuratively, you know, no, actually just reaching out and just showing that, hey, I'm a lover of good music. And there's a lot of people out there that love good music also. And we're just synergizing our views and our love all together. And that's what it's about, that worldly love when it comes to that love for music. So I'm going to keep expounding on it through this outlet, through Solar Records Radio. I will continue to do it. And again, thank you for the opportunity to get me to talk, you know, to get me out there and talking to the people and getting to meet different people on the page, Solar Records Radio page on Facebook. So tell a friend to like that page too, and whatnot. But man, it's been a great ride, man. Been a great ride.
Now don't forget, on Saturday, Tony will be back. We are going to try to redo the interview that we had with him earlier. And so guys, tune in for that.
Okay.
We'll post it. Well, Greg will create a flyer and we'll put it out there for you guys to see what's happening. That will be confirmation for this Saturday with Tony. And also tomorrow, Throwback Thursday, me at 3, Don at 8, and Goldie back at 11. Wow. Got the whole day covered tomorrow. So
it's a triple threat, man. It's a triple threat tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Watch out.
So, Well, hey, guys, we're going to go ahead and sign off now. I played earlier in you know, the block earlier, about 20, 30 minutes ago, I played Carlita Duran from her album, Kismet Green, I guess. We're going to close out with another song from that album. I think it's an amazing, amazing album, just a press play album. But, hey, I'm going to go ahead and close out with another beautiful song from that album. The name of the song is called Travel Light. Until tomorrow, hopefully you guys will have a safe and prosperous Wednesday. Again, we'll see you tomorrow. Throwback Thursday, triple threat. I can't even say it right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, brother.
We're out. Triple play. Goodbye. So let me
nobody knows, cause I'm a pro at taking cover. Sorry if I made you feel all alone. I was going through something of my own, sorting through the corners of my mind. The hardest thing I'll ever have to say.
Give me time, give